I want to win. I don't even know, honestly. Like, ooh, it has to be like, which man do I like can stomach the most? Oh, when she spoon and
Like a
I.
BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of
And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Baddie
and those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening to Black Bi Reality, a place for Black Bi Baddies and those who love us. I am your host, Nicole Weaver, also an entertainment writer, currently writing over at Collider about reality TV. If you ever want to support, you can go ahead and check out those articles. And we're in the Love is Blind universe. Therefore, I am joined by my co-host of the series, Quita Tinsley. Hi, Quita.
Hey there.
Hey. It's been a second. How you been?
I've been good. Yeah, it's like it's almost summertime, warming up here, feeling nice. We love the constant sunshine.
Yeah.
Perfect Match is back on.
It sure is. It sure is. That's how you know it's summer. And how are you feeling about the teasers and like just going into this new season?
I can't lie. I was a little underwhelmed with the teasers. It didn't get me excited, but it also made me realize how vast the Netflix universe is.
It's
and
grown.
I was like, I don't know 90% of these people. I literally only know Love is Blind, Ultimatum, and Dom because he was on the first season of Perfect Match.
That's fair. That's fair. I know a few more people. I was familiar with some of the Too Hot to Handle peeps. I was familiar with Tolu just because of how much I cover reality TV, and like she exploded from her show The Trust. I also started writing about the show for Collider, so I like pulled a list of everyone's Instagrams, and that was a quick catch up. So the dated and related, I refused to watch that show just based off of the title. I refused.
I'd never heard of it, but the moment they said it, I was like, wait, what? What are we doing here? And so I gathered that it's like relatives.
Yeah, you're going to pop on with your cousin or your
sibling,
or your sibling, and you're dating other people who popped on with their cousins' siblings. And I'm like, still boo for the name. Like, I don't like it, so we're not doing this.
Exactly.
I based on the trailer, I was rooting for Dominique, and I was rooting for Tolu. Now, they started this new season very interestingly because Tolu is so obviously the narrator, which I'm like, this is a good and a bad sign, I think. But what did you
I mean, the moment I saw Tolu, I was a little bit worried because I was like, black women do not fare well on reality dating shows, especially when they may be like the only black woman. But I was kind of like, well, she's talking a lot, so maybe she'll be around for a little bit, which makes me feel good.
Absolutely. Netflix loves her, and that's good to at least be liked by the producers. But yeah, dating in general is rough out here. So in the end, the de facto, when everyone's getting matched, Izzy is having a rough go of it. He is very insecure. He's like, I'm the oldest one here. I'm not the tallest.
Right.
So this is a very different, I think Izzy was the one who was killing it in the pods on his season. So
he was
a different kind of start.
Exactly. He was killing it when no one could see him. And on the dating show, and he noted how he wasn't as like big and buff as some of the other guys.
Yeah.
He was just so awkward. Like,
so awkward.
His interaction with Micah was so cringe. Like, It's like he literally saying, I'm fanboying right now, which is like, if you're trying to get an autograph from someone, sure. Trying to date them, probably not.
What are you fanboying over? That's what my question is like, what could Micah be possibly posting that he's just like starstruck over? Like, I know Micah has actually been killing it in social media from what other people have said, but it's like she loves a deal, so she does like where you can catch a deal and stuff like that, and she's still into like fashion and beauty. So again, it's like Izzy is not her target demo, but you know,
right? Exactly. And it's like, from her season of Love is Blind, she was kind of like a mean girl.
She got a lot of flack, and then a lot of people then came back around because of Paul. Which also, we have to remember, the beginning of Micah's season, she was also filling the black man that season. Who was that?
Kwame.
Yeah. And look where we're at. She got a type, Micah.
She does have a type. I was like, okay. But the way he swerved her was iconic. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yes. Still being in the old Love is Blind mindset, I kind of was like, love to see it. But also, seeing the train, because first she curved Izzy. She was like, absolutely not. Then she's like, hey, Kaz. Kaz is from, I think, also Dated and Related. And Kaz was like, well, let's like keep talking to other people. He said, you're my backup.
Literally, he's like, let's talk to other people, and if we don't find anybody else, we can circle back. Sir, what?
That was horrifying, but it's also like the reality of the dating world sometimes, and like, it's a game. Like, and it's very interesting that Micah is also coming at this, because later on she says, I want to win this. We don't usually see that kind of mentality. So it's like, okay, so we're getting gamer energy, but it's still Harry is on here talking about he's looking for a wife.
Which I wasn't as familiar with Harry other than like the drama with like Georgia and Dom and him. That's when I became more aware of him.
Okay.
But the way he was acting on this season of like trying to shed himself of his past persona and reputation, but at the same time kind of doing things and saying things that was like glorifying his reputation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He has millions of followers. I think 4 million. Whoa. On one platform. Like, he's not trying to switch up anything because it's working for him.
Exactly.
I don't know why he decided that his storyline on this show is like, no, but I'm really gonna settle down this time. He starts off with Elise, which is like, cool, fine. I was familiar with him from the first season of Too Hot to Handle. I didn't think he was all that. Like, you can see how tall he is in compared to everyone around him, so you know that's really working in his favor. He has an Australian accent, but like, the things he say, why are we talking about members and whether they're unsheathed or not? Cut or uncut.
I could not understand that for the life of me. I'm just like, what in the 12-year-old middle school boy is happening right now? Why are we asking people whether or not they are circumcised? Why is that anybody's business? What does that have to do with anything about this show?
I don't know what's happening in there, but they lost their damn mind.
They did. And when Izzy made that little side comment, I was like, and then later on with the result, I was like, that's what you get for playing along. There you go.
For sure. So yeah, that's what they're doing. Who else do we want to talk about?
Is it Brighton and Dom? Oh, well, yeah.
Well, Harry doesn't stick with Elise. He then switches her out for Jess. Which, I don't know about you, I was already spoiled about this, so I was fully prepared for this to come.
Because this news came out before the Love is Blind reunion, right?
Correct. They were pictured in Mexico on the beach while filming. So, and I don't know if that was during their first date. It could have been because they were on the beach, but we did not see them in the ocean or anything. So, yeah, this happens. First of all, the height difference between these two. It's crazy when the smallest little girls go for the gigantic man.
And vice versa.
It's like, what are we doing here? And yeah, okay. I said the first time around, I was like, I will respect Jess if she's on Love is Blind, not to find a husband or move a man in with her and her child immediately, but to get the fame.
Yeah, and get into the Netflix universe to be able to be on things like this.
I think I'm even okay seeing her on Perfect Match. The fact, though, that her story's with Harry Jowsey specifically, I'm like, okay.
Well, if we're going on, like, people wanting fame, I feel like he's the perfect choice, actually.
He is. Yeah. But it's like, I can't believe we have to pretend that, like, he's even considering marriage. Like, later on, Dom shades him of, like, oh, like, why are you here? And da-da-da. Jess is like, wait. Like, I think Jess does have common sense. She's shown it multiple times. So she was like, if your good friend is saying this, maybe I gotta reassess. Then Harry pulls out the waterworks and was just like, maybe I shouldn't be here. Then she's like, I feel so bad for even doubting him. Why? He's a stranger.
Trust is earned. In even the very beginning of their connection, there was confusion and chaos. Because he told Jessica, yes, I have a match, but it's more of a friend vibe. Harry had never said that at any point in the house to anyone else in the house that we had heard, or to Elise herself. Speaking with Jessica, who is apparently his quintessential type, is the first time that we hear this. So I'm like, sir, this is the things we'd be talking about. Like, if you were just honest with Elise and like, I don't, like, yes, I'm connecting with you, but I do want to keep my options open like Dom does with Tolu, which I have a lot of feelings about that, but we'll get there. But, you know, I think a little bit more honesty would have been nice, or if he was just feeling a friend vibe, saying that to Elise first before saying that to a potential new match, like, sir. And then mad that she's mad.
I know. She wants to beat him now. That's her storyline, and I'm for it.
She's like, vengeance. She's like, I'm going to win this just to get back at him.
Yeah. But it's like, you also have to win by, like, being in a convincing, at least, couple. Like, you're losing the plot a little bit.
Exactly. Because her first stop is to choose her friend, which everybody knows is her friend.
Yeah. Which was Chris, right?
Mm-hmm. Chris
is weird.
He's a very odd person. I can't read him a lot of the times, and often what he says, I'm never expecting that, and I often am not sure if I believe him, like what he's saying.
Yeah, for sure. So Chris basically gets brought in for Dominique. Poor Dominique was with Brighton of Squid Game. Now, Brighton made headlines and waves on Squid Game. He was essentially like, he was the ringleader of these like athletic bros in the game who just really wanted to knock everyone out, obviously. And he was confrontational. He basically was painted as a villain. Of course, he had a backstory of why he wanted the money, and it was like a sad backstory, but like that was very much his position on that show. And I think I saw like an interview with him, I think it was on Collider, and he was like, I don't think I'm a villain, but when he pops back up on this show, I'm like, if you were trying to rebrand, I don't think you're rebranding, bro.
It's not very convincing. At least Harry's trying to rebrand. Like, if you don't want to be seen as the villain, It's like, why would you come and act the way that you're acting? You're being so confrontational, so misogynistic. Like, this is so frustrating.
Why is he arguing with Dominique over yoga?
To me, it was like misogyny.
It was
like straight up misogyny, being like, yoga's not a workout.
It was like Pilates, and it was like,
it's like, do you understand the difference between yoga and Pilates? Have you ever done yoga? Do you know, like, there's so many different types of yoga, but it's like your understanding of like women doing yoga is not actually a workout. Like, sir, just shut up.
Shut up. Also, they go and they do this. It's just an excuse for these people to hump each other, but they do this compatibility challenge, so they have to move this thing.
Yes.
And she's trying to explain what they're doing. He instead wants to copy Harry Chelsea, which, by the way, Harry was just going to win because he's big. They didn't have a great or better strategy. He has more weight that he's throwing around.
Exactly.
And he belittles poor Dominique that she's crying. He asked what her major was, and she said engineering. And then he tried to say, oh, I wasn't trying to say anything. Yes, you were.
Literally, you were trying to belittle her. Because when she busted out and she's like, force equals mass times acceleration, I was like, Dominique is smart as hell. Wait, what are we talking about right now? like, now be busting out literal, like, physics right now.
Exactly.
And he's, like, shutting her down, being like, no. It's like you have someone being like, force times mass equals acceleration. And he's like, I'm just going to hump the shit out of you. Sir, do you hear yourself? Like, and then he's like, oh, yeah, I copied Harry. And that's how we won. That's how we almost won.
She was like, and I was explaining it to you, but you weren't even listening. So, anyway, I'm so glad Elise was like, I think it was Elise because they won. She was like, I'm bringing in Chris for Dominique. This confrontation happens. Now, when Chris was like, what are you going to do about it? And then Brighton later checked him. That was giving what Brighton was giving on Squid Game. He's like, what you not gonna do? What we're not gonna do? And it's like, oh my god, it never had to be this serious.
It didn't. And essentially he sealed his fate with Dom, with Dominique after doing that. Because it's like, she already had these bad experiences of him, and then just the way he engaged and like escalated. Because it's like, I get it. You feel a type of way that he's like interrupting your conversation, but also it didn't have to get like this, sir.
It sure didn't. And like, I would like to say things get better for Dominique from there, but this man, she says he's like the prince from Tangled. I'm like, yes, and like, that's just my question is after that. Because this dummy, he hears that she's queer and says, that's fun. She looks at him like, and he just doubles down. He's like, what? That's fun. When it comes time that he's between multiple women, he has the nerve to bring over Dominique to talk to her and was like, so let's revisit you also being into women. Like, what kind of blackmail are we talking about? Give me a threesome or you go home?
Literally. I'm like, what are you saying right now? Sir, what?
What? The fetishization of this bisexual, like, queer woman. And she's like, I don't even want to be dealing with this male ego shit. I'd rather be with a woman.
Exactly.
Like, bring on more queer women, please.
That's what I was, a part of me was like, wait, are they gonna, is she gonna be able to match with a woman? But she's not home.
Well, she didn't go home.
Well, so, yeah, it's like,
yeah,
all leaves of these, the house.
All of these poor people are probably being kept in a hotel somewhere. Until they're brought out for this twist that's coming up. But yeah, So of all the women that I know of, I know that Britton, who's from the same Too Hot to Handle season, she's the only other queer woman, and they were both on the same season, and I don't think it went anywhere. So I don't think we're going to have the same. They should have brought Homegirl back from Austin from season one. She was the one who went on the date with Francesca.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, and I know they know they have more queer women in the thing, but I was like, this is so frustrating and disgusting. Mm-hmm. And then I'm supposed to be happy that he shows interest in Tolu later? I think not.
No, I'm not happy because it definitely felt like a strategy, like a strategic move. Like, there are more women have the power tonight, so I'm gonna tell Tolu that I'm into her. Because he actually, the first time that he was in, like, after he was in the house and the women had power, he mentioned something about, like, oh, maybe Tolu. But it was, like, after he had talked about someone else, and they were like, no, she seems pretty set. And then he's like, well, maybe Tolu?
Yep.
I was like, sir, do you actually like her? Or
I know. Okay. I feel like I have some controversial takes about what Tolu's strategy should be. Because, like, I don't know. At the beginning, she's basically with de facto Izzy.
Uh-huh.
She switches him. So we get her on a date with Dom, which I already knew this wasn't going to go anywhere, yo.
Exactly.
She was crying, throwing up over these white women in the first season.
Exactly. It's like, he does not date black women. And if maybe he dates black women, he does not date dark-skinned black women from what we've seen.
No. Don't let any of the makeup, the nails, any of that fool you. He is. Mm-mm. It's not gonna happen. But you know what? So they're sitting there, they're like flirting and everything, and then Alara pops in and all hell is broken loose. Now
his whole move shifted towards Tolu.
And I hate his confessionals in this season. Like, he is trying to be the bad boy now, which is like, why switch up?
And just the way he did it, like it was like Jedi mind trick of what he was trying to do with Tolu, of like, oh, we won the challenge, we get to go in the boardroom, you know, do you want to go on dates? And she's like making it clear, like, no. And he's like, well, I just think you shouldn't be focused on me. Like, sir, just say it with your chest. I'm not into you. And I think it would be best if we both explored our options. Mm-hmm. You know, at least try to put it on the table, because the way he was doing it, he literally did just switch up his energy in like a really kind of passive aggressive way.
That
wasn't up front.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was trying to drop some hints and she was not picking it up.
Exactly.
which is rough stuff. When he suggested her going out with anyone, it should have been an immediately okay. But I think she was also, holding his feet to the fire of like, if you're gonna dump me, you gonna dump me.
Exactly.
Like, this is so crazy. So he's just like, and you know what? I am kind of happy that he is like, we have this power, you should use it. You should use it on you. And, you know, we get Jake.
Which is, like, such a bad choice.
Like, this is what black women do, though. I feel so bad for the straight black women that, like, I feel like they go for the black men or, like, any close to melanin. So then she went to Jake, and I'm like, I mean, Jake's a sweetie. He's absolutely a sweetie. But it's not the energy that she wants.
No, not at all. And it was clear he wasn't that into her, because he, like, kind of made it clear in his confessional that he wanted to be in the house to see the other women.
Okay. I didn't pick up on, like, anything before, I was like, okay, this seems to be going well. Maybe like Jake is so low energy and everything. But then later, when she was sitting there and it was time to couple up, and she was like, he thinks this is gonna fall into his lap. He needs to put in some work, and he's not working. And then she basically told him, you need to figure stuff out. And he started
Panicking.
running around. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, Jake, I'm so sorry. It's the chop, bro.
It's a chop. Another thing is that he's not the tallest, which again, I think it's actually really boring that all these women, because that's actually something the men say when he comes in. They're like, oh, he's not tall. And it's like, that's so sad that the men even know, like, if a guy doesn't have the height, like, fuck what he looks like any other way. If he doesn't have the height, it's like, you might as well not be here. I'm like, the heteros are wild.
So wild. So wild. I just really, a part of me was like, totally, you should have stuck with Izzy. Like,
No.
no.
It wasn't a romantic match. I mean, if you're doing it for the game, but it's like, I get it. Like, black, dark-skinned women, they are like, they should be able to have the same experience as everyone else. This is just so, it happens every single time. So we'll see. But then Chris, and I'm like, I think Jake, someone says something slick about Chris paying attention to her too, and she did not like that. But I'm like, baby girl, it's kind of true though.
Yeah, and later on she does say to the girls, like, I do find his timing a bit suspicious. So it's like,
Yeah.
it's at least she's like allowing herself to also be like, yeah, the timing is weird. Yeah, it is, girl. It
It
is.
is. Now, I think my controversial opinion though on Tolu is that I do think she's gonna have better luck with the non-black men.
Yeah, of course. Just like a lot of these black men who come on these shows, watching how they date, often gravitate towards white women or maybe non-black women, like, but it's like usually lighter skinned, more fair skinned women is who they prefer,
Yeah.
like all of them.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. We basically leave off with these two. What did you think of his strip tease for her? Did that move you in any way?
No, it didn't. I was also very shocked that he was a dancer in the past. Like, I was like, wow.
Yeah, I'm not
Okay.
shocked. There are a few of these, 'cause like, what's his name from last season of Perfect Match, who so-called dated Francesca? I do not believe that for a second. But he was also in the first season of Love Is Blind. He used to dance, I think. He has like a Damien Powers.
Oh yeah, got
Yeah,
it.
yeah.
Yeah.
So I it doesn't surprise me. Yeah, but that's that. All right. This Steven, Steven?
Steven, yeah.
Steven. What do you think of Steven?
Steven is definitely the type of boy that I have crushes on, like tattooed white bad boys. It's like that or nerds. That's typically the white boys that I like. So I was like, oh, he's cute. But then he licked toes. I was like, oh, he gets around. Like, he gets, that man is not faithful at all. He licked toes of someone he just met. Oh. And then it's just like the constant jokes between him and Harry of how many women in the Netflix universe they've slept with. I was like, oh, Lord. Okay. Wow.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I mean, Xanthi had the opposite energy, so not a shock that
Yeah.
that wasn't going to work. And then he did a wife swap at one point, right?
Yeah, because he first matched with Micah because
Yeah.
Kaz and Xanthi matched, and then the next night they swapped because
Yeah.
the vibes weren't there between Kaz and Micah. Or
It was
between
giving,
Micah and Seven, yeah.
that was giving I kissed a girl. A plug for the show that we just finished wrapping up I Kissed a Girl on BBC Three, a lesbian show. There was a wife swap for sure on that show. So the fact that the men were planning it, the women were planning it, but then the women pitched it first, which had to have happened for it to work. They were like, oh, we were talking about this. And I was like, shut up before they decide against it, because
I'm so. Also, Xanthi in the kissing challenge, not kissing any. So
a queen.
Then I was like, "What show is she from?" And I was like, "Oh, The Circle.
The Circle.
That makes sense. She's not a too hot to handle girly."
Absolutely.
Just like, I was like, "What? Why is she?" But I was like, "Oh, she's not from that world of Netflix shows."
I loved her energy. I like tweeted that, and some people are like torn. Like, I love it. It's like it's so easy to be peer pressured into just doing something because everyone else is doing. But she's like, I don't know you. Like, you can get this cheek and give me a four if you want to. So yeah, that none of these men have patience. So that just wasn't going to work.
Exactly. Yeah, it wasn't going to work. But then also that automatically sealed that her and Stefan weren't going to work out. How he is, like, no.
He's from Too Hot to Handle. Like, he does a lot.
Right. And, like, he licked toes first day.
It was a dice roll situation, which I was like, oh, Netflix, you are not beating the we get them drunk allegations. Because that was off rip.
It was.
That was crazy.
It was. Like, wow. This is a lot.
Yeah.
Taking body shots on the first night, like, this is a lot.
A lot. Oh, man. Yeah, that is a journey. We'll see. Well, Dom left. That was that was interesting. So Alara was like, I guess, didn't spend that much time. I'm actually surprised that she didn't say yes to Dom.
Yeah, I think because of how Stefan was being so sweet to her, which seems like so not like him, I think she was like, I do not want to take a gamble on that for Dom. Because Dom is very loyal from what we've seen, but it's like, I feel like Stefan was like really being like sweet, like making her that dinner as a date. I was like, this is so cute.
Okay, but producers are doing that.
I know, but it's cute. Okay. Like, a lot of the other men weren't doing these things
This is true. So yeah, he's for now putting in the work. So we'll see that. Also, I just pulled up a picture of Elise and Alara kissing, Stefan watching. This is basically what Chris wanted. This can't be the only, like, women kissing this season. Like, this is...
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. Because it's like Chris dared her, but it was like... He, in his confessional, he was like, oh, she's going to choose me. And I'm like, huh. But, like, I felt like she wasn't going to choose him, but I was shocked that she chose to kiss Alara.
Yeah. Does not look like a good kiss.
It didn't. Also, snog. I know it's, like, a British thing, but I'm going to give you a snog.
All right, so I was kind of excited that Melinda Barry hopped on the scene. Now, she was the host. She was on Too Hot to Handle first, then the host of Data Related. This is like, how do you go from contestant to host? Isn't this kind of like a step down to be one of 22 people?
Right. But maybe it was because I'm like, is Dated and Related even that popular of a Netflix show? So maybe it's like Perfect Match has a larger viewership, maybe. So it's not as much of a step down. Because I literally had never heard of that show. But, like, who am I? But also, like, it also didn't seem to be popping up in my, like, Netflix thing either. So I'm like, I don't know.
You classy.
Dude, Netflix, I've watched a lot of documentaries.
Netflix is very much like, bitch, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I'm like, leave me alone, okay? I will not go down to the sewer with you on this one. But yeah, so apparently Chris was just flirting it up with Melinda the whole entire time, and people thought this might be a match. Now I'm mad because two black women, two baddies, are going against each other for a spot.
I know. And she's so gorgeous. I was like, wow, she's so pretty.
She is. Yeah, so wild. I mean, do you have a preference on who he picks?
Not really. I mean, I think the issue with her is, like, she did come into the house kind of, like, playing too much of a offensive game on a night where the men had the power.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, of course, wanting to get to know the other men, but it's, like, odds are your first night in, you're not gonna switch someone else. Like, more than likely, the person you had a date with is gonna be the person who would choose you, if anybody.
Right.
And it felt like once she felt like she had him locked in, she was like, let me just go see what else I can do. And it's like, girl, that's not a good move. Because a lot of these other people are in, like, kind of lockdown situations.
Yeah, she was like, oh, no, they are wiped up. But it's like, are they? Because that teaser is giving Casa Amor. Do you know anything about that?
No.
Okay, so every dating show, every summer dating show is trying to be like Love Island, basically.
Got it.
And there's a section in Love Island where they're like, oh, these couples, they've been together for so-and-so. Well, we're going to take all the boys and they're going to go over there, or all the girls stay here. And then we put in a whole new cast of boys here, whole new cast of girls there. And then at the end of, like, that week or whatever, they then decide, okay, do you want to go back to the house with your original partner, or do you want to stick with the person you met over here? Drama ensues because no one knows if their partner picked them or another person.
Got it. And that's them bringing all of the singles back into the house is, like, them trying to...
I think so.
Give that vibe of Love
Island. I think that's exactly what they're teasing.
Got it.
I don't know how effective it'll be. Because
they did that season one, right? And no one, like, switched, I don't believe.
I don't think they did it in season one. I think they were just like, this is this big pool you're supposed to pull from. And people went in and out of the house, and then at the end they're just all there. Like, I think they highly increased the number of people in this cast just so they can do, like, a split house situation.
Got it. That makes sense. Wow. Yeah, the whole, because it's like we leave off this drop of episodes with Kaz and Micah being, like, in the hot seat of who they're going to choose. I also find it so interesting the ways in which, kind of, like, depending on who has the power which night, what dynamics come up. It's like when the women have the power, you see the rah, 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 egotistical masculinity kind of coming to play. That's when, like, Brighton and Chris got into it. But then when the men have the power, the women get, like, very insecure and somewhat petty with, like, the incoming singles, which I find very interesting. Like, some of the things that Tolu said about
Alara,
yeah.
She was like, oh, she would leave him in a heartbeat, which I think she would.
She would, right?
She, like, She would leave Dom in a second. Like, he's from Canada. She's, like, from England. I also think about this international cast. I'm like, Houseway. Like, Harry Jowsey, maybe, I think he moved.
Yeah, he's in LA now.
He moved. So that's, like, a little bit more feasible. I don't know where Jessica's season just was. I think in the
North
South.
Carolina, Charlotte.
Yeah. I don't know how that would work, but I'm so I think about that, and Kaz, okay, so Kaz goes on a date with Holly from Hurricane Holly, which I'm like, I wonder what that's about, and they did the whole mud situation. She comes in this very sparkly, see-through dress. Micah's already in a black dress, so I think Tolu's like, oh, you guys are matching.
Yeah, because it was like the girls decided it would be sparkles night, but then somehow Holly also got the note that it was sparkles.
Yeah.
Tolu being like, how is she wearing a better version of Micah's dress? I was like, girl.
Crazy work. But she also, like, that dress was insane. That was so insane. So do you think he switches or sticks with Micah?
At first I was like, I don't think he's gonna switch. At first I thought he was gonna stick with Micah, but when Micah started like devolving and just like started an argument with him out of nowhere, then I was just like, oh, he might just choose Holly because she's picking an argument and calling him a liar. Like, it was just like, I was like, girl, like, yes, kind of what he said to you didn't match what she said, but like coming out the gate being like, I ought to hit you because you're a liar felt very intense, you know? And I think it was like she was trying to, because he's like standing over by Holly, so it felt like she was doing it to try to like get him off to herself. But I'm like, you could have just said like, hey, can we talk? Versus like, you're a liar.
They're all acting out for the cameras. I think he stays with her. I think he stays.
Yeah.
I think they both want to win this.
I think so too. And they both know that they're willing, if they win, they're not afraid to go in the boardroom and shake things up to like better their chances of winning.
Yeah. Who do you want to win this season though?
Do I want any of them? Oh, maybe Steven and Alara at this point, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, you're for him.
I am, wow, simp. But it's like, I think he has been putting in a lot of effort in a way that it doesn't seem like a lot of the other men are. So I am liking that vibe.
Yeah, they could be a huge threat. For sure. Yeah, and she seems really sweet. She has a personality. So I can see her winning over like other cast, because that's basically who's voting. Steven, he just doesn't have to screw it up.
Right. It's like, don't screw it up. And her personality will win it all. Because I think the issue with Tolu and Chris is it's going to be a hard sell. It's going to be a hard sell. Because she keeps being like, we're the unlikely couple. And I'm just like, yeah, because it's like, we're not quite sure if this is like really real, you know?
Yeah, it's highly unlikely.
Exactly. Highly. And it's like,
I just wish she started off the gate pursuing her.
Yeah. Like immediately after him and Elise match to like, keep Elise in the game after that, if he would have just immediately been like, my sights are on Tolu, maybe. But like, he actually wanted to pursue, who was it? It was like someone else before Tolu, right? Was it Alara?
He was playing around with Xanthi, and Xanthi was just like, very, like, and then the thing is that Steven literally had a montage of saying what he was into, and he's like, I used to be in blondes, now I'm in a brunette, and it's like, he doesn't have a type. This man is horny, does not have a type.
When you said that, that reminded me of that moment where when he decides to match with Elise and he sits Dom and Xanthi down, like both of them, and Xanthi being like, why am I here? And Dom being like, you do know she's matched with Seven, right? And he's like, oh, I thought you would be disappointed. Like, and he's just like so like deadpan, like, well, I knew you'd be disappointed too because like you were the other person. It's like, she wasn't interested in you, sir. Like, what are we?
His confidence is wild.
Like, what? Wow.
Hilarious. Give me more things like that. Who do I want to win? I don't even know, honestly. Like, it has to be like, which man do I like can stomach the most? And I'm flipping through and it's not looking good. It's dark. It's so dark. I don't want Harry to win anything.
Yeah, and I don't think he will.
No, his win is literally the followers he already has. He just did Dancing with the Stars. I don't know if you know that.
Mm-mm,
yes.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yes, he did Dancing with the Stars. Everyone was shipping him and his dance partner. And like then later he was like, oh, I'm in this secret relationship, which I think is very interesting given the timing of this show. But he was like, yeah, I was in a secret relationship. And then the rumors of me and my dance partner on Dancing with Stars was like a lot for her. He has a podcast. He talked about all of this. So some people who are Dancing with Stars fans are mad at him for seemingly leading on his dance partner. Who knows?
Wow.
Anyways, I write about reality TV. I will link the article I wrote about this. But yeah, that's going on. So I don't want Harry to win. I'll be okay with Kaz winning. Yeah. I like Kaz. So I guess that would mean Micah in turn.
If she would also win, I guess.
I know it's a terrible long shot, but if there's some way that this queer queen can win, like, maybe something will shake out with that twist. I don't know. From there, I'm just shaking my head at, like, what we got going on. This premise of this show, like, it's not new, but somehow the execution with Perfect Match, it's like, it makes it really hard to find just like rootable people.
Yeah. Especially, I think the people that the cast members that they choose, it's like, yeah, I'm like, it's hard to root for these people, a lot of them. You know?
Yeah. Even like the dates. What do we like any of the dates? I thought the Dom and Tolu bike ride seemed fun. But in my head I already knew. Like, this isn't.
Same. I like their cooking date. That. Yeah, I like their cooking date, but I didn't. I was like, there was nothing between them really, so.
Oh my god, they had two dates. These people don't usually go out for dates, but Tolu has had two dates. They really like her. Yeah, Tolu said, you should have brought this energy to the first date, and I wouldn't have chose your ass.
Yeah.
The way he rolled her, like, the way he, like, looked down and, like, did the whole sigh thing when she was telling him about his, like, energy in that boardroom, I was so mad. I was like, he's never had this attitude with anyone else, and the one time he wants to have this attitude is with a black woman.
Exactly. Well, and yeah, I peeped Dom in the first season because the way he had a date with a black woman in the first season too, and the way his mannerisms kind of changed and the way he spoke changed with her. And then again, this season with Tolu in the boardroom and how he got so passive aggressive with her and just being, and again, him being like, I feel like you have some tension with me, but he's clearly the one who has some, like, he's literally wasn't engaging with her as they're trying to make a decision about
who to choose. What do you want to do?
Okay. Right. And he's like, well, you seem pretty set on sending her on a date. She's your friend. Like, okay.
Ew. To all of it. I'm like, this is so unattractive.
It is. Ugh.
If you can't be nice to women that you're not attracted to, like.
Literally. It's like.
Are you even nice?
You're not. You are not. And the fact that he's friends with Harry tells me all I need to know about him. He's not a nice person.
How does he become friends with Harry? How does that even happen?
Right. Well, Harry said it was after they had a conversation after the whole thing with Georgia.
But it's like, I get clearing the air, but how do you then befriend? That's the weird. Men are.
It's like the patriarchy and misogyny. It's like you're able to build bonds based on your hatred and devaluing of women.
Oh, my God.
All good, bro. Like,
I had hope for Jake because I'm like, Jake literally just disappeared after the show. Like, he's like not trying to do all of this. I'm like, maybe he'll find a connection, a genuine one. He was not weird about dating a freaking queer woman.
Right.
Like, now I'm wondering if him and Dominique would be something.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. He might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and he's sweet, so she needs... She might not be initially attracted to him because he's not her usual type of being really confrontational, but he's actually the type of partner she should be with. Someone who's just, like, genuinely sweet.
Yeah, I don't see how their paths cross, though, because they would have to be with, like, the OGs in that split house scenario. But maybe if they get brought back in for, like, a one-off date and, like, they can have their paths cross. That's my hope. Do you have any hopes for the future episodes?
No hope. I hope the like the bringing the singles back in is juicy and not just like, I don't know, chaotic for the sake of being chaotic, you know?
It's going to be chaotic for the sake of being chaotic, which I guess we should do a beautiful black moment of this drop. Do we have any?
Just Tolu.
Yeah. I love her outfits. Mm-hmm. Her outfits that sometimes it's just a cute fit. Like the pink number that I have in one of these pictures that she did on the bike ride.
Yeah.
This was Barbie. It was giving so Barbie femme, so girly. And then her other outfits, like this one where Chris oh my gosh, this keeps slipping on me. Chris did the whole lap dance thing. This was so obviously like a nod to her Nigerian culture.
Yeah.
And I love that she like switches it up, you know?
Yeah.
Who was it that asked? It was Harry's dumbass. Honestly, I don't believe any of these people are this dumb. But when he was talking to her about her name and was like Antarctica, and I'm like, y'all just say things just to say things.
They do. And it like borderlines like xenophobia sometimes, you know, it's just like with Xanthi, like intentionally like messing up her name, even though her name is clearly Greek. And like, she says that, you know, I'm just like, ha ha ha. It's kind of funny, but y'all are white people. Like, and this is, like, low-key not funny, actually. Like, say people's name how they actually are.
Say it how they are. Okay. Do we have a chaotic bi moment of this drop?
for sure, the chaotic bi moment for me is like Brighton and Chris going head to head and Dom just being like, actually, I don't want either one of you. And I really hate that I have to choose between the two of you.
That's true. That's very bisexual. It's like, oh, I found myself in the middle of some hetero mess, and I just remember it's always an opt out for me. Like, I can always opt out, and I should. Actually, why am I here? Let me go to the gay club. Find women.
Exactly.
I will say another bi moment, chaotic bi moment that I loved is that when she walked out with Xanthi, she was like, I have female rage. She said it in such a beautiful, sweet way. And I was like, this is the energy that all of us bisexuals should have, all of us queers, of just like, we have rage just popping up under the surface, and it's like, if you don't act on your best behavior, we will remind you. I could just go. I just
literally
be on your literally. Best behavior.
Literally. She did not seem to be sad or upset to be leaving at all. And I also loved that, like, when Chris was like being biphobic and essentially just trying to push horrible stereotypes about bisexual women, she like shut that down and was like, no.
She just stared at him. Like, she probably had more to say, honestly, but how they edited it is like, there was no pushback. She was just staring at him like,
but also not engaging with it, like,
exactly. And he's just like, we're doing this. And I've been that. I've just been like, and we're moving on.
Literally.
I'm gonna have you sit in that that you did, and then we're gonna move on. Because that was crazy of you.
That was, I'm just like, sir, what are we talking about right now? What are we talking about?
We actually haven't seen this in like a hot minute, because I think, well, on the ultimatum, the girly that Jake ended up leaving April for was queer. Right. And that was, he was understanding, like, that wasn't like a negative sexualized thing from either of the women that she was men that she was dealing with. I'm trying to think of others. Francesca last season, but like, no one was being fetishizing that either. So this is like, oh, Chris is like, he's not exposed to any of these conversations to even know he shouldn't be saying that.
Literally. Also, that moment where, was it Kaz was talking about he was a twin, and he's like, oh no, it was someone else was a twin too, and their twin is their twin sister, and he's like, oh, are you biological or identical? And everybody just kind of pauses. He's like, no, we're fraternal. Like, Chris is,
I mean,
like,
that's biological.
Like, sure. Like, if they're twins, it is biological, point blank. Like the word really was fraternal.
Yeah.
And then Tolu's like, if it's a boy and a girl, they have to be born in different sex.
Yeah.
He's like, come through, Tolu.
For sure. Oh my god. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about for these episodes?
No. I do want to say Netflix with these 6 episode drops, it's like a lot all at once.
It is a lot, and yet I feel like this went down easier than like A Love is Blind.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe it's because we're not taking these relationships seriously.
Not at all. Maybe that is.
The stakes are so much lower. Like I said, I did not take any notes for this. I was like, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. And I want to talk about Tolu. I want to talk about Dominique. And I'm getting into Dom's ass. That's all we got over here. So, you know, if you guys are watching, I hope that you like the video, comment your thoughts, subscribe to the channel. We talk about Love is Blind. Obviously, we actually have an interview with Izzy from after his season, so you can go ahead and check that out. And then we cover reality TV over here. We've covered Survivor, The Traitors. I mean, that cast has just been released for season 3, so that's going to be amazing. We've covered I Kissed a Girl, which if you're into this show, but you even want to like queer up your summer even more, you should try and get like a VPN and check out I Kissed a Girl. And
you should definitely check it out because there's tea going down post finale and reunion
for sure. And I have had Survivor peeps Sabayas in the service and had things to say about how that comes into play with marriage and all that on that show. That was great. So yeah, we basically are just Black queer folks talking about reality TV and having fun. So yeah, Quita, where can people follow you if they want to follow you in between episodes?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at @hello_Quita for my hot takes on social justice and pop culture. Also, it's Pride Month. And you should support LGBTQ rights organizations and organizations that support the liberation of queer and trans folks if you want one. Third Wave Fund, which I'm on the advisory council of, they are a funding organization that funds LGBTQ, not even just rights, but LGBTQ-led organizations across the country. So, yeah. You should not only support gay people just in your community, but like support the work that's working towards trans and queer liberation.
Absolutely. For me, I'm your host, Nicole Weaver. I would just say follow Black Bi Reality across all socials to keep up with what we're doing over here. And yeah, that's about it. See you guys next week for the next drop of episodes. Bye.
Bye. And...